I am a leader.
De laatste.
This is my biggest problem.
Dat boek is over hoe de leiders in de wereld het beste kunnen omgaan met een situatie waarom het fout gaat.
They just have to deal with it.
Maar ik zie dat hij zelf ook in de fout gaat.
Ja, maar dat doen we allemaal. We all go wrong somewhere. This is the problem. This is the problem.
Yeah, but I don't pretend
we
to be the Dalai Lama.
Leaders. No, we don't pretend to be the Dalai Lama. We don't pretend at all. We are ourselves. That is who we are. There's no one else telling me who I am.
Luister, Michel, ik heb mijn hele leven, iedereen altijd opgevangen in mijn leven, omdat ik een enorme empathie heb tegenover het menselijke ras. Ik denk dat we met z'n allen, dat is mijn...
Kun jij even je vinger lenen en je gewicht op uitoefenen terwijl ik die sigaret aansteek? Nou vasthouden, ja, daar zitten, dankjewel. En dan kan ik mijn sigaret aansteken.
Hoe paranoia ik nou ben, hè? Dat ik mijn vingerafdrukken nergens wil achterlaten.
Ik heb groot gelijk, het is het grootste bewijs van wie ik ben.
Of
ik
niet?
Ik worstel met de vraag aan wie mijn vertrouwen te geven. Ik worstel met de vraag aan wie mijn
vertrouwen te geven. Zal ik hem weer doen?
Ja, je kan.
Zonder onderbreking.
Wat ga je doen?
Nou ja, mijn vertrouwen geven.
Ja, aan je bed aan het opnemen. Ja. Wil je...
Oh, sorry, had ik dat moeten...
Wil je het seminar opnemen? Of een seminar opnemen of zoiets?
Nee, ik wil uitzenden. Ik wil dat het buiten mij om verder gaat. Het is niet voor mij. Het is voor veel meer.
Nou, dit... Iedereen heeft een eigen idee over het leven en je kunt niet andermans ideeën gaan volgen. En dat zijn sommige mensen die pretenderen dat ze een overall idee hebben waardoor iedereen gelukkig kan worden. En dat is een misvatting. Zelfs als ze zeggen van don't follow me. Alle filosofieën zegt dat je in jezelf moet geloven. Het christendom zegt van, you are made in my image. And he meant, according to me with that, that you are God yourself inside.
Ah, exactly. You are the world.
You are yourself God, and you're responsible for your own acts.
Yeah.
And that's what all these philosophies say.
Yeah. This is also what it is about. You're
responsible for your own act.
Your act. Ja. Roze heeft dat ook wel in de gaten. Die weet dat ook wel. Daar vertrouw ik haar.
Ik dacht wel echt. Dat Roos iemand was die...
heeft een goede kijk op voor zichzelf.
Ja. Dat ze en wel behoorlijk nuchter in het leven. Hoe is ze zo in die waanzinnige ideeën over boeddhisme gekomen? Dat is cliffhanging, heet dat.
Ik weet het niet.
Dat is de nagels aan de rand van het rots. Om je vast te kunnen houden in het leven waarin je geen zekerheden meer hebt. Dat je een zekerheid creëert in je fantasie.
Met mijn fantasie.
Dat heet geloof, dat heet het christendom.
Is Umberto Eco? Is Tom Manders?
Tom Anders, ja. Die is zeker anders.
Ja. Dat ben ik.
Oh, ja.
En ik ben dan dus ook een film. En nu heb ik geluid. En ik heb beeld.
Ja,
maar ik heb geen beeld.
Waarom ga jij niet... waarom ga jij niet gewoon een... Ik zou graag een opleiding willen doen in fysica. Omdat ik geïnteresseerd ben in de natuur. Voor mij is de natuur mijn filosofie. Reality.
Ja.
Niet wat andere mensen denken. Maar wat het molecuul doet. Ja. Daar leven we mee.
I know you. Yeah. I know you. I know me.
Maar if you would pick a study, you should do the academic of become a cameraman or become a journalist or something.
Yeah.
It's never too late. Why don't you do that?
I'm doing it.
You're an eccentric person.
I'm doing it.
No, you have to go to school. Go to a school. The school is on the square. next to the Moses on Aaron Kerk. These people are doing, this is a university of communication there.
Okay.
You can go and get a, you can get a...
A start in life.
No, you can go in there and just listen as an, how do you call it?
I know what you mean.
You can go,
I know
in
what
my
you
school,
mean.
Some people come walking
without
in, paying, classroom
without paying,
and sitting down
exactly,
and listen.
They're not taking exams.
No.
They're not allowed to take
exams. And they don't have to pay.
And they're called, not amanuensis.
I know it too.
I know exactly what you mean.
Well, you can do that.
And yes, oh, definitely. But for me,
this is what is important.
Theo, this is my biggest problem, opening up to the world outside. This is my biggest problem.
You were open all the time, only the world kicked you a couple of times, so you just crawl back in your shell all the time. You have to stop crawling back in your shell, and then if they kick you, say, oh, that was missed. You have to not crawl back in your shell.
Hmm?
Don't be too afraid all the time. Don't be afraid of living. You are afraid.
I've always been afraid.
You are an afraid person, eh? Yeah.
Yeah.
But then again, don't listen all to me, because I'm the opposite. I drive away from the police and I challenge them.
This is what I challenge them.
I wrote into Russia. I cannot challenge them with violence because I don't believe in it.
I wrote into Russia. There were mines left and mine right, and a Kalashnikov pointed in my head.
Yeah.
You know, I know what you're talking about, man.
Yeah, I know. I had guns on my head
and
as well.
How?
I never had one worry.
Of me, do I tell this to the world? That this feeling.
Why do you want to
this
tell them?
I want to tell them what it is to feel the togetherness of us
people.
Of us people. He's there standing with his Kalashnikovs and his comrades, inspecting the mines, and he sees me on a horse. He sees me horseback riding. And of course he stops me. This is mind, left and right, all warning signs.
I was about to turn back.
And I was stopped with a Kalashnikov pointing at my head and a Kalashnikov pointing at Lisa's head.
Well,
we were both in the shot.
There is now a very serious problem. You used a bottle of wine to keep the computer standing straight.
But you're empty. You have to put your finger here to hold the button.
Well, this is the most important part of the seminar, as a matter of fact.
And we have some
because you have to realize you have to be practical.
Yeah.
What the hell are you doing? If somebody would make a film out of this.
Yeah, somebody give me a picture, please. Somebody give me a picture.
Why don't you make a picture? Why don't you make a picture?
With what?
With a camera, anywhere. Little camera,
photo camera. Here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you've got cameras everywhere.
But this one...
You're all the time busy taking notes and pictures and whatever.
Yes. This is what I do.
This is your hobby.
This is what I do.
That's your hobby.
This is what I do.
But you think that is the way...
It's not a hobby. It's what I do. This is the way I live, man.
No,
I want to make some money with it.
It's not you.
I want to make some money.
This is not
with
you.
It.
You are
money.
Something else.
But I can make money with it.
Yeah. You're thinking about making money with it. You have to let that go, making money with it. Let it go.
Forget about the money stuff.
Forget about the money.
Have fun. Have the world turn around your way. Let it go.
Most
let it spin your way.
People get rich by doing just the thing
they want to
enjoy.
Do. Yeah.
And they are good in.
And this is the one I want to do too. Yeah. Just do it and let it go.
don't think about making money. You're probably not going to make money anyway.
So what is money? What is money anyway? This is not what it is about. I'm not being
What's
getting
money
drunk
anyway?
Because I want to get money. I want to have peace of mind.
And this guy who has so much money, he cannot spend it. I had whole evening talks with these people.
They have
a complete different view of the world. They don't even understand what it is to pay rent. They don't even know what money is because they never touch money.
Yeah.
they only put signatures on papers. Wherever they go, they just sign. Somebody comes and they're hypocritical. Can you sign, please? And he just sits there and he just puts a signature. He does not even check it or whatever. And they know they don't check it. They can burn him, whatever. What the hell he thinks, you know, he lifts me for 1,000 euro. Yeah, I made 1 million today, so what is 1,000 euro? It's just a tip. So he is not worried about money. He does not even know what happens. And then there's the second layer, living on these people. Because they know this person. But he is so unhappy, this guy. You know what he said to me?
I don't know.
He said to me after the conversation, he said, I have a son. And I wish my son had only 5% of your thoughts or your instamen. That's yeah. what he said to me.
Yeah.
So I invite yeah. you to the limbo party tonight on the beach. Private party. Okay. Pigs, champagne.
And your wife.
Limbo and everything. Yeah.
And your wife.
And my wife was there. So I didn't want to come there with empty hands. So we put all the money together.
And all this again.
And we bought a bottle of champagne. Yeah. Because we didn't want to enter the party.
Zonder onderbreking.
And the pig was turning on the roast, the whole pig. Champagne was going, everybody was having a party, nobody was talking about anything. But he... they left all the food on the beach, you know, so we got gathered garbage bag filled up with meat for the dogs for the next day. We were all the time thinking of the one who's lower than them. And it doesn't occur in his brain because he doesn't see these people anymore. He doesn't know that they are there. I never wrote anything down.
This is cool. This is totally cool.
I never wrote anything down.
You get it.
Because I don't want them to think that I will be right or not. I'm only right for myself. You have to find your own right.
You have to find your own right, exactly.
Not my right. But one thing for sure, don't forget the other people. Don't forget where you come from. Don't forget that the only thing we want, most of the people, is just being happy. We have the most perfect world with everything on it, and we fuck it up constantly, and we wonder all the time why we are doing it. And the only reason is that we don't have any empathy towards each other. We are not interested. We are only interested in making money. Forget the money.
Keep it there. Keep it there. Keep focus. Keep focus on your finger. Make sure it's all recorded.
Haven't we got a machine?
The problem is what I'm going to do now. Taking this picture of my picture in the screen on the.
Oh app. My God! You're going too far, man.
I don't know. I'm not so sure. This is cool. I have to stop this one. Okay.
Mm-hmm. He's gone mad again.
No.
You are totally mad as well.
And then I put it on.
But you're not dangerously
and
mad.
And I put it on.
You're only dangerously mad for yourself.
I put it on the...
You are totally mad.
I'm mad, but I know what I'm doing.
I hope so. I have trust in you. I look up to you as an intelligent person, man.
Image mode.
Image mode, but you're talking about the thing. Oh, it would fit very nice in the conversation anyway.
The problem is
image mode. It is image mode. Being an intelligent person.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that is a good one.
Kijk. Het probleem nu is natuurlijk. Ik ben helemaal niet.
Is this live? What I see.
This is live.
No, that one.
Yeah, this screen is live with sound. But it's at the moment not recording. Because I want to see myself, and that's over there.
Yeah, listen, I cannot get completely stoned or drunk or whatever. I've got a wife there who's completely imbalanced and totally flipped.
En de zout is always on. Yeah.
Bingo! Yes! Got it!
And I care for her very much.
Oh man. This is the picture. This is the picture, man.
I feel respect.
This is the picture. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't.
You haven't. Okay. Go. I've got the picture.
What have I started? I did. I knew I was starting a big thing. Everybody said, "Don't do this. Don't do this. Don't do this."
Yeah, we all warned. We all warned.
Yeah, you warned.
We
yeah.
all give signs.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Radiate but how can you? How opinion. Can you? How can you? How can you judge about my situation? Am I such a poor judgment in things?
Yeah, this is the problem. I think we all are. We have to agree that we all are kind of. How do you say? Home. This is the picture.
Well, I doubt myself this most of the time.
This is the picture.
I think you should.
Can you see it?
Yeah, I see the picture, but I don't know what it means. Okay. Send with an echo? What's that title? Send echo?
It's a picture, and you cannot see what it means. But it has a word on it.
Yeah.
Can you read the word?
Samaria Okos, something like that.
Say that again.
Samariokos.
Zeg dat nog eens.
Samariokos.
Yeshua's Pasjosa.
Samariokos. Yeah, I'm very good in languages because I have empathy for that. Because I never learn a language. I just try to follow what they mean.
Is dit spiegelschrift?
Ja, schijnbaar wel, ja. Spiegelschrift Russisch.
Het is geen Russisch. Het is geen Russisch. Het is wat hier staat.
Ah, George Arias.
Wat je kunt lezen is dit. Systems.
Ah.
System. System. C'est du français. C'est du français.
Oui, mon parler français. C'est du français. Nou, schijn alsjeblieft uit over Frans. C'est du français. Bepaalde.
Can you please hold this again? Please. This is for the take. And I have to make another picture. To understand this picture, I have to take another picture.
You lost it then.
No. I've got it.
You're sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
I lost your wires, man.
No. It's not that difficult. And what I'm doing is rather practical.
Okay. Teach me now.
The picture you saw before, you could not really...
Read it, because it's...
It was upside down, but now you can read it.
Upside down, not upside down, it was...
It's spiegelschrift. Mirror.
Ecosystems, yeah.
Yeah. So, I have to combine these two pictures...
What are we talking about, ecosystems?
...in a movie, because this is only sound, and this with only the sound, it's rather incomprehensible. You're my neighbor. You're sitting there, your wife is sleeping there, and she has just now attacked you with a knife. And not a knife from the kitchen.
No.
I don't want a jungle mess.
No,
precies. What I see is Umberto Eco.
It's even not like that. She was not going. Yeah, she wanted to attack me, but she changed her mind immediately.
You were lucky.
But then,
because she's a strong woman, huh?
I tell you.
Now I have to give myself some wine. Can you hold it again? Yeah, as you know, we over it. Je hoeft niet zo hard te drukken. Als je hier maar blijft uitgaan en op rood staat, zie je dat? Zie je dat? Mm-hmm. Als dit rood staat, is het goed. En dan ga ik foto's dat ik allemaal nog gemaakt.
Is dit een afleiding of zo?
Ik ging mezelf een beetje weinig schenken.
Ben je. Hoeveel flessen heb je?
Eén. Dit is mijn land. Okay. Dit is maar goed.
Ja?
Ja, ik weet niet.
Dan heb ik slecht nieuws voor je. Ik heb er nog anderhalf.
Dat gaan we gewoon door. Die blijven we opnemen.
Maar jij bent volgens mij in...
Dan moet ik ook weer video maken. Want
ook in een emotionele situatie, hè?
Ja, natuurlijk. Wat dacht je dan?
Nee, ik merk hem net aan je telefoon.
Er zijn twee mensen in mijn omgeving die dat goed oppakken. Dat ben jij en dat is mijn broer.
Ja.
Eén van mijn broers. Twee van mijn broers.
Je moet niet...
Drie van mijn broers. Vier eigenlijk wel. Maar het is moeilijk, want dat heeft te maken met loslaten.
Ja, je moet er afstand van nemen,
wou
ik zeggen.
Ja.
Maar het is pijnlijk om dat te zeggen zelfs. Want jij heeft het recht om dat te zeggen van buiten je.
Ja,
als iemand tegen mij zegt, je moet afstand van die vrouw nemen, ja, dan gaat het bij mij meteen een bel rinkelen. Oh, this is my enemy. You understand?
I try to understand, but I'm very problematic with... Now we're live, not live, but we're on picture...
You're only busy with your pictures.
No. You have to look at yourself. This is the problem. Do you see me in that picture?
I see your hand.
Okay, which hand?
No, and now I see the fridge.
The fridge. The fridge.
Yeah.
I see the fridge.
Now I see your shoulder.
Yes. This one?
Yeah, the one a little bit more. These things you have to put here like this.
Everything you do.
Yourself.
What I want to see. So now we have.
Yeah.
Now we have.
Why? Why do you even two things? Something is not logical in this thing.
Well, what part is not logical?
Because it's absolutely already so very complicated to understand things on one level. Why do you want to make another level? Why do you always hide in other levels or something in your feelings? Yeah, I mean, you're busy with this thing. You know, I'm holding your button because you want to hear that. But you asked me to do that. But my mind says that you are hiding away from your own feelings. Just trying to run into something you like. Like we like to drink because then we can run away from some other feeling.
Like I said before, I think it's important to realize that
you're not
it's
the only
not
one.
Only for me. This is for so many more people. Right now we're watching your
that never took you serious.
Bedroom door. We're watching your bedroom door.
Yeah.
You're watching your bedroom door. This
well, I start doubting
kind of
in your technique.
Situation.
Perhaps it's a picture.
This is kind of strange situation.
Is this a trial? Real?
This is real. This is real. You can see it real because there is me. You see the picture?
Oh, yeah.
And here nothing is happening.
Mm.
But maybe the sound can be better. This is I have to check the sound.
Yeah. Can't you hear
us? Full.
Can't you hear us?
Of course.
No.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, you can. Yeah. Yeah.
That is horrible.
Why? It's good because you now is connected. This is good. I think this is good.
Zellern. Schwarz wie die Erinnerungsfunde fühlen die Augen nach dir in dem von Herzzähnen hell gebissenen Kronland, das unser Bett bleibt. Durch diesen Schacht musst du kommen. Du kommst. Im Samensinn sternt sich das Meer aus. Zu innerst wie immer. Das Namengeben hat ein Schicksal. Über dich werf ich mein Schicksal. Das Namengeben hat ein Ende. Über dich werf ich mein Schicksal. Landschaft mit Urnenwesen. Wir sprechen von Rauchmund zu Rauchmund. Sie essen die Tollhäusler-Trüffel, ein Stück unvergrabene Poesie von Zunge und Zahn. Eine Träne rollt in ihr Auge zurück. Die linke verweist der Hälfte der Pilgermuschel. Sie schenkten sie dir. Dann banden sie dich leuchtend lauschend im Raum aus. Das Klinkerspiel gegen den Tod kann beginnen. In Prag. Der halbe Tod, großgesäugt mit unserem Leben, lag Aschenbild war um uns her. Auch wir tranken noch immer, seelenverkreuzt, zwei Degen an Himmelssteine genäht, Fortblut geborgen im Nachtbett. Größer und größer wuchsen wir durcheinander. Es gab keinen Namen mehr für das, was uns trieb. Einer, der wie 34 war mein lebendiger Schatten, der die Warnstiege hochklomm zu dir. Ein Turm baute der halbe sich ins Vorhin, ein Ratschin aus lauter Goldmachereien. Knochenhebräisch, so Sperma zermahlen, ran durch die Sanduhr, die wir durchschwammen. Zwei Träume jetzt, läutend wieder die Zeit auf den Plätzen.
Og velkommen til Det Vibrerende Øre på The Lake Radio. Jeg hedder Jonas Thorstensen, og jeg skal være din vært lige omkring den næste lille time, og vi skal høre en masse musik. Vi starter med lyden af nogle gevaldigt snorkende ovlpiber. Velkommen. Carl Emil, min kære producer, hvad fanden var det, vi hørte her? Fortæl. Forklar. Det er dig, der har slæbt det her frem. Hvad er det?
Jamen, jeg har sådan set bare lagt min telefon tæt på en af de dybeste piber med den sådan dybeste lyd.
I et kirkeorgel, ja.
I et kirkeorgel, ja. Spillede den dybeste tone, nemlig et meget dybt C. Og så har jeg hævet pindene ud til, altså de forskellige orglyde sådan langsomt og satte dem ind igen, og det minder en eller anden årsag lidt om snorken af et stort dyr, eller et eller andet.
Ja, eller lyd. Jeg tænkte sådan, et, sådan det er sikkert sådan et fordøjelsessystem i et meget, meget stort væsen, godt kunne lyde på sådan en eller sådan det, ja. Nå, men altså, dagens lille, fuldkommen bizarre input, som på en eller anden måde er meget hyggeligt at starte med. Vi skal høre noget mere orlmusik faktisk, nu her. Ikke så snorkende, men mere sådan musikalsk majestætisk fra Oliver Faubel, som udgav Det Skønne Bånd sidste år i blegt og køligt lys på det henrivende label Janushoved, som jeg før har snakket meget godt om her i programmet. Vi skal høre et track, der hedder Blyfald til Månen. Det kommer her.
Thank you.
Yes, her et stykke monolitisk kirkeorgelmusik fra Oliver Fabel. I Blegt og Køligt Lys er et ret skønt lille bånd. Man kan stadig finde det rundt omkring på nettet, hvis man lyder godt, så det kan jeg anbefale. Nu skal vi høre en musiker fra Chicago, der hedder Angel Bar David, som udgav en plade, der hedder The Oracle her sidste år, som er meget sådan fin, ambient, eksperimenterende jazz. Og vi skal høre et lille nummer, der hedder Destination Dr. Yusuf Lativ, og det kommer her. Keyboards, autotune og hvad jeg tror er klarinet. Tror du ikke også, det er klarinet?
Jo.
Ved du det? Jo, det må være klarinet. I en virkelig, virkelig skøn en virkelig skøn forening her. Vi skal høre endnu et nummer fra Janus hedder labelt, fra den plade, der hedder Wealth of the Stars, som er en gammel compilation fra 2016, hvor at en musiker, der kalder sig P.E. Janus hedder er jo legendarisk for den her sådan lidt sådan anonyme stil, de kører på deres udgivelser, bidrager med et track, der hedder Verita. Ved du, hvad det betyder, Carlo? Nej, det kan være, vi kan prøve at finde ud af det. Lad os bare prøve at høre det, så kan det være, vi ved noget bagefter. Det kommer her. Skønt stykke dansk ambient. et fuldstændigt stykke lyksaligt ambient. Vi fandt ud af, at Verita betyder sandhed, og det løfter kun det her nummer. P.E. han lavede et meget, meget sjældent bånd for nogle år siden, der hedder Calliope, tror jeg det hedder, som vi meget gerne vil spille her i programmet. Men jeg har det ikke, og det er, jeg har aldrig set det. Jeg har søgt efter det i mange år. Så hvis der nu sidder nogle lyttere derude, der måtte lægge ind med det her bånd, så skriv dig lige, så kan du da komme forbi studiet, hvis du har lyst at præsentere det, fordi vi vil meget gerne høre det. Men det er ikke bare lige sådan noget, man finder på YouTube eller andre steder, så vidt jeg ved. Medmindre det dukkede op, siden jeg har let sidst. Men i hvert fald, hvis nogen ved noget om PE's kassettebånd, eller hvis nogen der har kontakt til denne mystiske PE, der må sidde et sted derude, så skriv endelig til min mailadresse. Den hedder forlagetkornmod@gmail.com. Jeg vil meget gerne høre fra nogen, der ved mere. Nu skal vi høre sidste års bedste nummer. Og det er det. Det står jeg rimelig meget ved. Men det har fandme sagt mange gange her i programmet, så det har nok ikke den største troværdighed. Men det er Yde Girl, som er den her helt og sindssygt spændende danske sangskriver og producer, som har lavet en del ting i virkeligheden her de sidste par år, og samarbejdet med blandt andet Senior Samanik Globes, som lavede nogle bånd under navnet Equis for nogle år siden, som er helt fantastiske. Og hun Yde Girl her er ret spændende og laver nogle helt vilde ting. Hende skal man virkelig holde øje med. Jeg tror, der måske kommer noget nyt musik i år, og jeg tror godt, det kunne blive helt fantastisk. Men vi skal høre det track, der hedder I Need This, fra hendes udgivelse fra sidste år. Fra hendes udgivelse fra sidste år, der hedder Nords 19. Fuck man, ordene snubler over min tunge her i dag. Det beklager jeg. Her kommer et track med Yde Girl.
I'm standing, pretending curfew. I'm smoking with you in the evening, sloping walls makes me do things. I need this to be here, to be here, smoking with you here. I need this to be here, to be here, smoking with you. Pretending I'm moving for the city, I'm moving through like I'm visiting. Staying in case of curfew, staying in holiday concert. Smoking with you in the evenings, stopping walls makes me do things. Only you know I'm back in this city.
Be here, to be here,
to be here, to be here, to be here.
Virkelig dejligt stykke musik her med Ydergirl. Det er sådan en track, som på en eller anden måde består af sådan fem sange, som alle sammen er virkelig gode, klasket sammen til en sang, som bare er helt perfekt, selvom den ligesom den skifter så meget, men det fungerer sådan, det bliver ikke sådan påtaget, det fungerer bare helt vildt godt. Nu har vores kære producer Carlo fundet noget musik frem til os. Hvad skal vi høre?
Vi skal høre Anouar Brahim. Han er tuneser, og jeg har faktisk spillet et nummer af ham for...
Ja, trofaste lyttere vil kunne huske fra program 3, tror jeg det var.
Simpelthen. Ja. Det her det er fra et andet album, der hedder Souvenance, eller noget af den stil. Jeg går ud fra, det er fransk.
Mm.
Et nummer, der hedder January, som er meget passende lige nu.
Ja, sådan ja, ja.
Lidt...
til vinterkulden.
Lige præcis. Meget vintermelankolsk.
Og... Ja, ja. Ej, hvor dejligt. Det er skønt. Og han spiller i Hamburg snart, gør han ikke?
Jo, hvis man tilfældigvis har mulighed for at høre det, så det, jeg tror, det, ja, det er starten af februar på et eller andet tidspunkt.
Ja, kan man jo holde øje med.
Det samme med Hamburg Symfoniorkester, faktisk.
Episk.
Det bliver fedt, tror jeg.
Det kan man tjekke ud. Nå, men lad os høre hans musik her. Tak, fordi du tog det med. Thank you. Det var et utroligt skønt stykke musik. Tusind tak, fordi du tog det med. Det var virkelig, virkelig fint og meget, sådan meget poetisk på en eller anden måde. Eller sådan det. Og hvad er det nu, den plade hedder?
Den hedder Souvenance, eller noget i den stil.
Ja, ja, ja. Vi er legendariske, tror jeg efterhånden, for ikke at kunne finde ud af at udtale titler, som ikke er på dansk eller engelsk. Eller sådan. Det kan vi skal ingen af os rigtig finde ud af. men den skal man gå ud og tjekke ud. Nu skal vi høre en ægte klassiker, det er Mark Hollis, som jo lavede den, som spillede i Talk Talk i 80'erne og lavede den her sådan meditative lo-fi folk soloplade i 1997, og vi tager to numre fra den, som er bare, det er bare en god sådan stille vibrerende vinterudgivelse. Vi tager to tracks, og det første, der hedder The Color of Spring, det kommer her.